As always, you can send me a message or buy one of my books when you visit my website. My website is thecountrywriter.com. This week, received. Before cell phones and the internet, radio brought people together. A broadcaster made a community feel as one. People had their favorite DJ, and he, most often it was a he, provided information, commentary, music, and contests for listeners. I had the radio on as I was on my way to deliver some furniture when something caught my eye. A garage sale sign. It was pink, so I couldn't miss it. Note to self, next time you have a garage sale, make the signs all pink. I stopped and looked around. Didn't see anything of interest and was about to leave when the owner of the home and purveyor of used goods asked if I was looking for anything in particular. Old radios, I said. Now, I had already amassed a collection of radios that reached museum-level size, so I donated it to a museum. Seriously. So why not start over? He looked around and said he had a radio somewhere in his garage that he used to listen to while working. He wasn't sure if it still worked or not. When he found it and brought it out, the answer was not. We plugged it in, turned the dials, and nothing. He had that "this is going in the trash" look on his face. So I told him if he was going to toss it, I'd be glad to take it for parts. I learned a long time ago that even if I don't know how to get a radio working, salvaging even the antenna makes sense. There'll be another radio down the road that works, but the antenna's broken off, or the dial doesn't turn, or the speaker needs replacing. Oftentimes, a radio that's been mothballed or forgotten was put there because something simple simply stopped working. That's especially true of old portable radios. They took a lot of abuse, and that was the case with the one at the yard sale. After offering to make use of his old shop radio, he handed it to me. I offered to pay him something, but he said take it. He said he had other radios he might sell and asked if I had a card. When he read my name out loud, his wife spoke up. Turns out she and I were connected on Facebook, but we'd never met until now. After a brief conversation, he said he'd be in touch about the other radios, and I went on my way. On the way back to my truck, I examined this radio, which was black, but it was covered in dust. The handle was broken on one end, and the nameplate was off of the unit. If that was all that was wrong with this radio, I suspected I might be able to get it working. After the furniture delivery, I headed home, made some tea, and began the radio restoration efforts. I first determined the unit was a Panasonic that had been made somewhere around 1974. The music that first came out of it came to my mind. If the original owner had been a rock fan, likely the Beatles, Rolling Stones, BTO, and other big bands of the day would have played from the speaker. Country music of the time would have been Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, Tom T. Hall. They were among the country artists who had had hits then. I started a deep clean on the radio. That's the first thing I always tackle, even before trying to get a radio to work. A clean radio is motivating. It makes you want to get the job done. This Panasonic had many fake holes on the front to make it look as if the entire cover was a speaker. The actual speaker was about 4 inches across. A thorough cleaning led to gluing the handle back on, then reattaching the nameplate. It looked good. I retrieved electrical contact cleaner and some WD-40 from my shop. After lubricating the dial and volume knobs, I cleaned the electrical cord and battery compartment. 4 fresh AA batteries, and I turned the unit on. It vehemently objected to being reawakened. After repeatedly turning the volume knob and then the tuning dial, the radio came back to life. And boy, did it work. Really well. You see, when FM began taking listeners from the AM dial back in the 70s, people really had to have an incentive to want to buy another radio, So the ones that were made in the early and mid-70s, the FM had to be good. And this one was one of those. It picked up better than most high-dollar stereo units I've seen. One station after another came in as I went up and down the dial. I felt good. People had been bringing me radios for years when they'd given up on one, and I'd saved another one from the trash heap. Darkness fell, and I searched for an oldie show. A friend of mine does a syndicated weekend country gold show, and it was on. I listened as Earl Thomas Conley, Charlie Rich, and others sang their hits. My hits. Our hits. Songs that had brought us all together then, and are still bringing us together now. I was listening to a friend on a radio that came from another friend. If you have a mothballed radio, dig it out. Radio still got it. I'm John Moore. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the week. God bless.